And hello. Hello, New York. All right. Hello, New York. Hello, New York. Anybody remember who's the guy? The Scud Stud. Look at this. I got a problem already, man, with a camera. Arthur Kent, during the Iraq War, stood on a rooftop in Saudi Arabia with Scud missiles from Iraq raining down. And he had a gas mask, which you were supposed to wear because the Iraqis, I should say, were firing, I believe, they were firing gas rockets, you know, poison gas. And he was waving this mask at the camera because he was trying to get New York's attention that there were Scuds falling and he had a live report to do. And he was on top of this roof. So essentially what the man was doing was exposing himself to the danger of being killed so he could get on the air and give this report to New York live from the war zone. And to get the, I don't know who was asleep at the switch or what was going on, but he was trying to raise the attention of New York by, because they didn't hear him. So he was assuming there's got to be somebody sitting in a booth someplace looking at the video coming in from, I think it was Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. So he was waving his gas mask in the camera saying, hello, New York, hello, New York, hello, New York, hello, New York. And they finally went to him. And he became famous for about, you know, a cup of coffee. He was called the Scud Stud, meaning he was braving life and limb or risking life and limb to give this report and to try to get New York's attention while they were there paying more attention to whatever, Johnny Carson or what, you know, whatever was happening. And there's Arthur Kent and the rest of the war correspondents in the war zone. So I have my little thing here. Now, this is an interesting, I'll show you this in a minute. Where is it, man? Is this it? Jackie got this for me, and it's an app. It's the camera follows your movement. Click to unlock. All right, so how do I reverse camera? 60 seconds. And I want to put it on me. So how do I, here it is. Turn it this, there it is. Jesus, the lighting on this thing is terrible. Oh, the fucking lighting is horrific. Jesus Christ. How about just normal lighting? I don't know if this is, so it's supposed to follow me, but it's not doing that. Hey. No. Got to turn it on. Oh, there it goes. Well, it's not really following me. It's not, the camera's not turning with me. It's supposed to turn with me, isn't it? Oh, there it is. Yeah, now it's turning. Hey, all right. This is a stupid fucking thing that I'm doing here. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done. Plus, the lighting is really shitty. you guys can't even see. I'll post this. This is horrible lighting. Yoo-hoo! Let me just go over here and show you my cameras that aren't working. Okay. Bobby, how are you?
Phil, I'm good. Oh, my God. What is that?
It's one of my cameras.
One of your cameras? I just heard it go. Do you hear that, Steve?
Yeah, it sounds... Oh, my God, what is it?
Don't worry about it, Steve, you fairy.
Shut up. Get out of here. I don't need you anymore.
Let me... There we go. Let's just do that. Okay, welcome to today's video cast, as well as our pre-show for the show. And I've got an idea of... Bobby, you there?
Yes, I'm here, but I'm not, I don't know why.
What was about the Winter Olympics that caught your eye?
The thing, Phil, I think that all of us are talking about, and I think everyone's talking about it, Steve.
Now, a lot of people, they were talking about it at the clubhouse, so I was putting some sod down.
Steve was over-fertilizing, and basically...
I was just putting down some sod and trying to fertilize.
And he was fertilizing over near the clubhouse, and you were overhearing Boss Johnson and Mike McCormick, right?
Yeah, two of the club pros over there. They're saying, God... They couldn't believe it.
Yeah, they're everyone's talking about it. And we wanted to come on the program.
Well, what was everyone talking about, dear? Testing 1, 2, 3. What is everyone talking about, dear? What is everyone talking about?
What's everyone talking? They're talking about Colin Jost and Maureen Johansson.
It's Scarlett.
What?
Scarlett.
Scarlett Johansson. Okay, Phil.
Okay, Phil.
Scarlett Johansson.
I heard you.
All right, I'm trying to... Yeah, this is too fucking loud. 1, 2, 3, 4. Scarlett Johansson. Let's turn that down. Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, Phil, I heard you the first fucking time.
And Bobby, I'm going to hang the fuck up on you if you don't watch your language. You know that? Bobby, I'm going to hang the fuck up on you if you don't watch your language.
Oh, my God, Steve.
You can talk my wife like that? You can't talk to her like that.
So Bobby and Steve are talking about Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost and all the commercials they're on and what a pain in the fucking ass they are. And what else? Let me turn that down. And what else? Chris, you're back.
Yeah, I wanted to clear up a couple things, Mr. Henry. I think that was really important to talk about. First of all, you made it sound like I want to say that the only reason I'm trying to get a higher visibility and profile is, you know, you made it sound like somehow my penis wasn't large enough. And
nobody said that, Chris. You're comparing it to the Super Bowl.
I was saying, Mr. Henry, if the Super Bowl was a penis, okay?
I said that, Chris, because...
Wait a minute. And the other thing I mentioned was the Corn Bowl, and I want that to sort of sink in. I think that the Corn Bowl is, you know...
Chris Norton is going to jump in with Bobby and Steve Dooley. That'll be great. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing, let's see. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2. Phil Hendry here and testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. Phil Hendry here. Testing. All right, let's do this, man. DA Dad and Pomegranate. Folks, it's Phil Hendry for the world-famous